Tonight is the night of the full moon. Full moon in Taurus. As is always the case with the full moon, we have a tension between the Sun on one side of the zodiac, currently in Scorpio, and the Moon in Taurus, like we said. Every month we have this meeting in a particular perspective. Perspective of resolving a certain aspect of duality. Today's full moon, it was in the afternoon, was particularly intense because it was electrified by the presence of another archetype, Uranus, in conjunction to it. So in the ordinary tension we have every month when the moon and the sun oppose each other, which is what we call the full moon, we had a third component energetically that is extremely versatile and particularly intense and that is a ferment capable of awakening absolutely everything. So the moon, our human consciousness, let's say, the being we are when we live in a human shape, with all the bodies we have equipped ourselves with so we could pursue the adventures of this human life. That embodied consciousness is literally shaken by the presence of awakening Uranus that triggers enormous potential for expansion. Once all that is familiar and structured and predictable has vanished. So generally speaking, what Uranus does is to break the patterns, to shake an order that is stable, to provoke chain reactions, so something that has reached completion can evolve through the next level of evolution. So there is a change of frequency, therefore an awakening. The Sun at the moment is in Scorpio, the sign of the alchemy, of the transmutation of the matter of our own life, the matter of our thoughts, of our creations. So they can reach the next level of expansion. So we are clearly in a narrow passage in the dark night of the soul moment, when what is no longer valid needs complete transformation and transmutation through the fusion with divine order and the reconnection with ourselves. Currently, what is being triggered are our hearts. We are being invited to bypass, to move beyond any limitation, any restriction that stops our heart from expanding and from reconnecting with divine law and love. The process we are undergoing currently in this moon cycle is the transmutation cycle of the alchemist, demanding that all that is stale, all that is outdated, should be dismissed or transformed or upgraded. The place where this process is happening is in the most mundane, down-to-earth sign, Taurus, in a sign of our embodiment, in a sign in which our awakening will be complete. As we know, the purpose of this current awakening is to bring our full consciousness down to earth and to fully embody it in a human shape. This is something we have known for a while. Now, the process that is currently happening on the planet globally with the support of the Earth herself and of divine law as a process that transforms our hearts. That opens our hearts to the magnificence of self beyond anything we can imagine. As we are sitting now in the stillness of the night, of that full moon and the darkest of the full moons. Because we are in this axis and this polarity and dynamics between Taurus and Scorpio, where life and death are playing with one another until they resolve in unity. There, our hearts physical hearts that are beating in our chests are being challenged. And we want to acknowledge the demands put on our physical hearts and the process of awakening. As we're sitting now in the darkest night of the full moon in Scorpio, that is, the full moon is in Taurus with the sun in Scorpio, in that dark month of the alchemical transformation that prepares the rebirth of our being on another level, we want our hearts to beat with the background movements of our emotional hearts, our emotions. We want to let our heartbeat sync and tune with our emotions. We want our physical hearts to expand beyond the ordinary and to embrace the tidal waves we are currently exposed to is the greatest confidence. And we also want our emotional hearts and the magnificent movements they display day after day as we go through the many phases of ascension. We want those waves to finally attune with the core sound of ourselves. We want to bring all our hearts to peace, to stillness, we want all the scattered parts to come back together and recreate that unity, oneness, in which four body system, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, attunes with the signature of our being and thereby reconnects with our divine self and unites with divine love and purity. We want our wounded hearts to find back to peace and order and stillness. And we want them to expand indefinitely. So they can embrace the glory of our divine self. The challenge is big. The passage is narrow. It is this phase. This is this crucial moment of truth. Where we can only give up battling, fighting, and surrender to the law of one, to the law of love. Inviting the vibration of love to permeate our entire being on earth. So we can testify of the divine and manifest. The divine law and order and divine love. Now, the tension is high between Taurus, Moon, Scorpio, Sun, with this super activation of Uranus, but it is precisely what it takes for us to take the leap and reconnect. For us to dare merge with the divine, to surrender fully and embrace our divine nature as a human being. Nothing else is more important than that. None of the battles, none of the conflicts, none of the duality games that are at play should distract ourselves from that calling of the heart. Uranus is the great awakener . He will inevitably disturb, trigger, destructure, break whatever doesn't resonate with the higher truth, the higher self that we now want to manifest on earth in this human shape. If our hearts are being challenged, it's because we still hold on to some residual attachments to duality, and we still persevere in avoiding, persist in denying our divine self. The rebirth, Scorpio, the sign we are currently in, the sign we cross and cruise through every year in the middle of the autumn, the sign that helps us year after year go through dying process and rebirthing a greater, a higher version of any aspect of our lives we are busy dealing with. This Scorpio Sun, this month of this year, challenges us to the highest level and demands that we truly, truly embrace our divinity now. No further delay. No expectation to get away with a little update, a little upgrade of our current being. No. No more. The challenge is currently the embodiment of divinity. Remember, Taurus, the tree of life with its branches pointing towards the sky, and the inverted tree of life with its branches pointing down to the earth, and the phenomenal potential revealed when the cosmic order and the human order come to that place of union on earth. Life on earth as a phenomenal experience field in which all sorts of challenges can be met, all sorts of games can be played with the sole intention to manifest the divine here and now, in any shape and form. So what we are currently undergoing, the changes, the transformation, the collective, the personal, the interpersonal, all these movements, tidal waves, tsunamis, serve the only purpose of our personal awakening and reconnection and merger with our divinity. Only the purest of heart will see God. The purest of our hearts The purest heart in us opening up, expanding, dilating, rejoicing. In the middle of torment and pain and suffering and distortion, that heart dilating widely enough to embrace the divine love, the law of the universe, the infinite, the cosmic expansion of our human reality, that purest heart needs to be acknowledged and honored. Can we now give it full attention? Can we now make the space for that dilation to take place? Can we now allow the final transmutation, the fusion with the divine? Make space in between every heartbeat. In between emotions. Make space for that divine dilation and final fusion. Allow the stillness. Let the peace embrace you. Let the infinite become the space you inhabit. The rebirth of our being now is in unity, oneness, the force capable of that fusion is divine love. And every fiber of our physical reality resonates with that highest frequency. And moment by moment, we can expand further and allow more of that divine love to permeate our being. Until we are one with love, until we are love only. Until the cycle is complete, that takes us back home. Huge expansion. Far beyond what our hearts are used to hold, much wider space, the brilliance, the ripples of love. Divine love, the abundance of our being, and the reunion, the final reunion. Give yourself time to stay with that massive expansion. Give yourself the space to embrace and be embraced. Grant yourself the stillness you need to integrate the process. And be